not letting the left get away with their arrogance. This is the Sam Malone Show on AM 1070, The Answer.
Everyone, inhale, exhale, bring the chill factor. Let's put all the agita on the back burner of the oven right now in the cocina. Put all the aggravating stuff away. Let's get to our world-famous marriage talk every Friday at 8:30. I like to put on the brakes, take a break, chill out, chillaxa, and talk about the glory and the sanctity and the downright fun of marriage. Putting that romance back in there. Turn up the heat. Gentlemen, when was the last time you walked up behind your wife and groped her? When was the last time you kissed her on the neck and, you know, got a hand on her rear end? And like when you were all newlyweds. My wingman on the op is a church deacon and author, obviously, to balance it out. Wrote Honor the Vow, Robert Kosick. Welcome back to the show, Mr. Kosick.
Hey, Sam, happy Friday to you. And we may cause a little bit more agita today with today's topic.
Today's topic is posted on our Facebook page, Sam Malone Show. Mr. Kosick actually writes it and sends it to me. We post it up there. It says, marriage maintenance. Here you go. Ready? Retreat, retreat, dot, dot, dot. It's a trap. You have a great night planned with your wife. Then she appears from the bedroom and asks the question, do I look fat in this? You freeze. Your palms get sweaty. Your heart begins to pound. What do you say? What do you say? Dun, dun, dun.
It's run. Run.
Every wife, I don't care if she weighs 80 pounds or 480 pounds, inevitably will come out of the, you know, from getting dressed and say to her husband, does this blank, whatever, skirt, jeans, make me look fat? What is the correct answer?
There isn't one. So we're done.
Take care. Coming up next, little check. West Texas Intermediate.
Yeah, it's a sensitive one. I've read all kinds of stuff on this, and some people have some really good ideas. One guy said, turn around, start asking her a bunch of questions, so you never have to answer the questions. So I guess he's running for politics.
Yeah, right.
But it's, you know, things like getting into the root of it. But what the real heart of the issue is here, usually, you know, sometimes she just really wants to know, what does this look like? But that's usually not the case. And if guys are bold enough, they can tell her just to see what happens, to know whether or not to ever do that again. But usually what she's saying is, am I attractive to you? That's what she really wants to know. And I think if you address that in your answer, you're good. So that's the trick.
Trisha puts up on her Facebook page that just says, you look perfect in anything you wear. That's what I like to hear.
There you go.
Then I just look at him and say, seriously, is there any back fat showing? So if a guy says to his bride of a year, 5 years, 10 years, 20 years, and she comes out of the closet, she says, do I look fat? And you say, honey, you look perfect in anything you wear. She's going to know the BS detector is going off there.
Yeah, but what's your option? Yes, you look fat, the night's over. So, no, actually, I had I talked to a gentleman one time, one of the guys at our church, had a beautiful answer, and he came back with said, look, if you're asking me if your weight, and she had actually gained some weight, if you're asking me if your weight is a concern for me, he said, it's only a concern because it hinders your health, which means I can't live as long with you as I want to.
He's not getting any either. That's not.
He tried. I thought he could try.
I'd throw that fish back in the ocean. What if you just use the line, the patented Philly greaseball line? It's, hey, don't ask me how it looks on you. I just can't wait to get that dress off you.
There you go. There's a song out there, too, right? The only thing I don't want to take off of you is my eyes.
That's right, Blake. Is that Blake Shelton? The only thing I don't want to take off of you is my eyes.
There you go.
So, yeah. Hey, women, just stop asking the question.
Yeah, we have to be nice, but that's never going to happen. So what the guys need to really do, because they're going to be asked the question, you don't want to ruin the night. So think about what's really being asked. And what you really want to say is something real simple. If you want to have a simple answer, say, look, maybe the dress isn't very flattering. Maybe it's not her best outfit. Say, look, no, I don't like the dress because it doesn't show you off as hot as you are. Or something along those lines which separates the outfit from your affection to her, because that's all she wants to know is, do you love me? Do you find me attractive? Am I valuable to you? Are you putting me on that pedestal?
Right. So instead of saying, she said, do I look fat? You go, fat? Honey, I just want to see more cleavage. You know, and you're kind of turning around a little bit, and she goes, oh, okay.
you know, or adorable, or focus on some really great qualities she has. Oh, man, are you kidding? The way you look in their eyes, your hair, the way it flows, doesn't matter what you have on.
Isn't it great to be a guy, by the way, for today's marriage talk? Isn't it great? I don't know of any guy out there who puts on, I hope he doesn't, who gets dressed and goes, honey, does this suit or these need to make me look fat? It's like, guy, we don't care.
That's right.
We don't waste time on it.
No, we're good at it because if we're getting fat, which we all are, we just put on a baggier shirt. We're good to go.
You don't tuck your shirt in at all.
That's right. Don't even tuck it in.
there's probably a man out there who does that. Honey, does this make me look fat? You're a loser.
Yeah.
Go out and enjoy and just spend time together. And guys, remind your wives how hot they are. Wives, remind your husbands how sexy they are, or muscular or manly or whatever it is that they want to hear.
There's a lot of these type of questions that come up. And guys, here's what that is an indicator to me. If your wife is asking you those kind of questions on a more frequent basis, there's a deeper problem there. She's not feeling loved by you, which means you got to back it up. It's not that question in the room that she's asking you. It's all the times before that you didn't put her on a pedestal and you didn't raise her up and you didn't grab her and you didn't make her feel loved and attractive and that kind of things. And this is just the root, you know, the symptoms of a deeper-rooted problem. And so you need to be paying attention to that because you know what's coming next is not only does she ask, does this look cute? The next question is, which one of my friends do you think is cute?
Oh!
How about that one?
That's the trap of traps. Robert Kosick, my go-to guy for a marriage talk, church deacon and author of Honor the Vow. If that comes up, there is no... I mean, you just sit there and say, honey, they're all cute. So anyway, what are we doing tomorrow night? They're all cute. How about that global warming? Yeah. Think the Texans have a chance this season?
It's a tough question. It's a tough one. So, but it really, again, those are indicators. And all I try to do is get guys to understand when they're talking to their wives that the best thing I can help them with is being an unbiased, unemotionally attached person that sees things from the outside. So those kind of things, I just try to get them to understand that's not the problem. It's just a red flag. That's all it is. It means there's a deeper problem.
Right.
So hug on her, love on her,
hoorah, tell
her how great she is, brag on her in public.
Yeah.
Those kind of things.
The best thing you can do, and I swear to God, when your wives are getting dressed, give them a big old smile. Give them the up and down elevator eyes and go, yeah. And you'll never get to the does the dress make me look fat part of the conversation.
Yeah.
And even
if she's uncomfortable with some of those things, she giggles or blows it off, she still wants to know that she's attractive to you. That's all.
And likewise. And when our wives tell us we're hot or you've been working out or they feel the bicep, we feel better.
Oh, yeah.
Right? We become more invincible.
It's a little more dangerous, though, for the women, because if she comes up to me and goes, dang, you're looking hot, I'm canceling all the plans for the night.
Yeah, you are correct, sir. You are correct. Give them lots of love 24/7. When you're walking into the car, open the door. Put your hand, I mentioned this last week, guys, when you're walking with your wives, put your hand on her hip or gently have her hit your hand near her belt like the Secret Service does with the president. So you're always within hand contact with her. You know, when you open the door, put her in the car, open the door and gently make sure she doesn't bang her head on the, you know, whatever. You know, when she gets in the car, hey, honey, you make sure your belt's on. Give her love. Make her feel secure and safe.
Absolutely.
And when you're driving, put your hand on her leg. I mean, how easy is that?
Yeah, that's really easy. And you know, just do it once in a while if she isn't comfortable with it in public and do it in private. But here's what I have as the ultimate answer to the question, does this make me look fat? And you don't even have to say a word. You don't have to pretend about, you know, lying or hearing her voice. Just walk up to her, grab her in your arms, give her a great big hug, kiss her, a nice long kiss, and just tell her, I love you. That should be good.
And then she'll say, what did he do?
Yeah, who cares? It's better than, what am I going to do to him for the answer he just gave me?
Right? What did he do now? Why he hasn't hugged me in 5 years? Must be listening to that damn radio show.
Yeah, we're starting today. Starting today,
okay, good.
Stake in the ground. Today we're changing the routine, and today we're going to put you on a pedestal. And, hey, if she gets a little skeptical about it and a little concerned, do it consistently. She'll feel comfortable with it. She'll look forward to it. And then, boy, that flame in your marriage will fire up, and you guys will have nights that will just be fantastic.
And staying. One more thing. If you can, do it in front of your children. Give your wife or husband that big hug and a kiss in front of your kids.
Absolutely.
Lots of them, and when the kids will be like, "Oh, mom, dad," and you declare your love for your husband or wife, right there. I always declare my love for Denise in front of Bubba, and he's like, "Dad," and I always say, "I hope you are blessed with a wonderful wife like I have, like your mommy," and I just want you to see what it's all about. I don't want you to, like, you know, marry some, you know what I'm talking about.
So, a little side note to that, a little sidebar. That's important to do all the time, and I fully agree with you. They should always see that you love it on her, but it's really important for them to see it after you guys just had an argument. We've come back together, we've made a resolution, and we're still here together, even though we were just arguing. They need to see a consistent, unconditional love for each other through every situation.
Actually, we should talk about arguing, because that's probably the most prolific issue that pops
it
up.
It is. I got a lot of good stuff on that, and how to fight fair kind of stuff, so we can do that one.
I'll get Denise on for that one, because I made a vow a long time ago when I married her. I'll fight everyone and anyone in America. I'll never fight with my wife.
Okay.
And I've never raised my voice to her. I don't.
Good for you.
I just don't. I love her too much. I think when you take that vow to give your life for hers, when you decide that, you know, my job on earth is to protect her or him, if you're the wife, part of that is I'm not going to fight. I mean, if we disagree, we disagree.
Yeah.
And there's times we disagree. I mean, she wants to do A, I want to do B, whatever it is. I always say, honey, I'm not going to fight with you. I'm not going to argue with you. I love you too much.
And that's a good position, because if you do argue, nobody wins. Even if you win the argument, you don't win, right?
No, and you're at each other. You're needling each other. You're looking for weakness in their argument and weakness in them. That's not what it's all about.
No, it's not.
And be prepared to fight the world, but not your spouse.
Nah, so next time you get into an argument, big hugs, big kisses.
Take off your shirt. I'll do it. I'll take off my shirt.
And flex? You want a piece of this?
It's very hard to argue with my shirt off. All right, go find the topic for today's World Famous Marriage segment. It's on Facebook page. It's Sam Malone Show. And it starts out, retreat, retreat, it's a trap. Your wife asks you, do I look fat in this? You freeze, your palms get sweaty, your heart begins to pound. What do you say? What do you say?
Awesome. Let us know. Give us your comments. I'd love to hear some other people's answers.
Yeah, it's always fun. Leave your comments on there. But you know, all the comments are always women. It's never men.
I know. I want to hear the guys.
Come on, guys.
What's worked? What hasn't worked? At least tell us what hasn't worked. We know not to do it. You know.
Have an outstanding Friday. He's a marriage coach and author, Robert Cusick. Always look forward to our marriage segment.
I know. They're fantastic. I enjoy doing them, and hopefully we're changing a life here and there.
I hope so. It's a hell of a lot cheaper in divorce.
All right, Dan.
Have a good one, buddy. Talk to you next Friday.
You have a fantastic weekend, Sam.
Will do, sir. Will do. You too. 8:46.
All right, bye-bye.
What song is this?
It's by Sammy Johns. It's called Chevy Van. Kind of know it. 1974, I believe.
Oh, hell, I wasn't born until 94. I would never
have
known.
Of course, but...
That's got very low standards. He took him by the hand and made love in the Chevy van, and he's fine with it?
They were married, Mr. Malone.
Oh, okay, I'm just doing that. Does it say it in there?
No, I just made that up.
8:47, back in a second, AM 1070, the answer.